The topic this time around is the first in a series of webcasts on doing it yourself. We'll talk about transferring your old wire recordings. What's wrong with doing it yourself? That's the subject for this Avocado webcast. Tracking, mixing, editing, audio restoration, transfers, wire recording,
tape transfers,
instantaneous records, enhancement.
On hold messaging,
commercial and long form voiceovers,
podcasting,
audiobooks, location recording. We're Avocado Productions. I'm Angie Dickinson Mickle, and I'd like to welcome you to our periodic webcasts here at Avocado Productions. Recently, we've gotten a number of calls and emails from people trying to determine whether to have us transfer their wire recordings for them or to have their machines repaired and do the transfers themselves. Now, they're understandably looking at a cost comparison here, but we look at it as a preservation issue. Although it would certainly be nice to have a running machine to show off to your family and your friends, the ultimate goal should be preserving what's on those recordings for your family and friends, for future generations. Now, in most cases, there will be grandparents and great-grandparents. They'll be talking about their life, and there will be their voices and others that you may never have heard before, or you may never get a chance to hear again. Sometimes these recordings can have historical significance outside of the family. For example, we transferred a wire recently for a woman whose father is heard interviewing a friend about his experiences in the Navy during World War II. Both gentlemen were at Pearl Harbor at the time of the attack and had lost touch with each other afterwards. They're getting together now, they're sitting down, and the friend relays stories about surviving many days at sea after the sinking of his ship, and then after being rescued, many other harrowing adventures at sea. Pretty remarkable stories, and it's surprising that he made it through. Then there is our webcast number 3, A POW Returns. If you haven't already heard that, you really should check it out. It's another remarkable story from someone who lived history. Both of these wires were in possession of these men's families. There are no doubt many more of these types of recordings out there that haven't been preserved yet, and yours could be one of them. Now, even with a recently repaired, properly adjusted and lubed machine, and adjustments and lubrication are extremely important, things can still go wrong. And if you don't know what to watch for, they can go disastrously wrong. There are some photos of a wire that was just a complete disaster and unsavable. They appear on our wires page of our website, www.avocadoproductions.com. It was sent to us from someone who thought their machine was functioning properly. And it may very well have been, but when the wire became tangled, they didn't know what to do, and fatal mistakes were made. The wire was lost, voices and stories never to be heard again. It was very, very heartbreaking. Playing these recordings back can be fun, but experience is the key to doing it without incident. Now, as of this recording, we have been transferring old and outdated audio formats, specializing in wire recordings, for the past 12 years. We've transferred hundreds and hundreds of wires, untangled our fair share, and have saved the vast majority of those sent to us already tangled. So, should you have your wire recorder repaired? Well, I don't see why not. What a fun thing to show off to your friends and family. However, before you play that first wire, our advice, we strongly suggest that you have it transferred by an experienced professional. Preserve what's on that recording first. That way, it won't be such a loss, such a terrible heartbreak, if something happens to the wire when you play it. Now, we try to make it very affordable to have your recordings transferred. Just give us a call or shoot us an email for a quote. I hope you found this webcast to be informative. We're always here to answer any questions or comments you may have on this or any of the Avocado Productions webcasts. You can send them to info@avocadoproductions.com. And to ensure you don't miss any of our programs, be sure to subscribe to our cast feed. As we don't produce programs on a regular basis, subscribing lets you know right away when a new webcast is available. I'm Angie Dickinson-Mickle. Thanks for listening.